Next, just before we conclude, we have a council member, Bonnie Lowenthal from the City of Long Beach, is also a member of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, representing the southeastern cities in the county. Welcome to the committee. And then,
thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. I wasn't really planning on speaking since I'd spoken to the CTC earlier this morning, but just to make a few comments. One is that I, because I don't want to preach to the choir, and I know that you're very supportive of the mutual aims that we have at the City of Long Beach. I know my mayor spoke to you, and I fully support everything that he said. We're all about the environment, and any growth would be green growth. But I did want to say that so many of the projects that we hear about talk about mitigation, and I see my personal view of mitigation is that it is akin to harm reduction. And there's nothing that says that mitigation must result in a net increase in air quality. And so I think we need to perhaps change the language that we use when we're talking about mitigation, because if we don't have a net increase improvement in air quality, then that's not a project that we should be undertaking.
So you're saying that projects should be evaluated in terms of their net increase or
improvement
in terms of air quality?
Absolutely. That's right. And that's what our cities want. I represent 27 cities along the 710 Gateway Corridor, and that is what we're all striving for. I do want to mention, though, to you, I hope I'm not repeating previous speakers, that there are some early action projects that can be funded with the proceeds from Prop 1B. All of these projects are environmentally cleared or in the process of being cleared, and those are starting from the northern portion of the I-710 corridor. We have the Atlantic-Bandini Interchange, a reconstruction project that will accommodate truck access to the mid-city intermodal yards, significantly reducing congestion from the 7,000 trucks a day that access these yards, and it would certainly increase the safety. There's the Firestone Interchange in the city of Southgate, a safety improvement that will allow the large volume of trucks that enter Southgate each day to safely negotiate the freeway and prevent backups onto the Firestone Boulevard. And then at the southern terminus, you know well, the Shoemaker Bridge, 710 Interchange, and the I-710 interchanges at Anaheim Street and PCH in Long Beach, which address the significant congestion caused by the trucks leaving the ports every day. These interchange projects are standalone projects that are part of the overall 710 corridor project. They can be constructed now with the ability to accommodate future mainline 710 improvements. I also want to support the rebuilding of the Gerald Desmond Bridge. I'm not sure if Mr. Steinke talked about that, but I feel uneasy every time I go over it, knowing pieces of cement are falling below into that net that they call a diaper. So that one is very important. There's an additional project critical to freight movement that can accomplish both traffic and homeland security objectives. The state of Florida has a state-of-the-art truck inspection station that inspects trucks for safety violations as well as has the ability to X-ray contents. Such a facility is needed to check port-related trucks. The MTA and interested corridor cities are currently initiating a feasibility study to determine how and where to implement such facilities along the I-710 corridor. The feasibility study is underway, and the project cost has been estimated at $50 million. And then lastly, the 710 corridor improvement itself. Although the main line improvement project realistically cannot begin construction within 5 years, it can make substantial progress toward becoming a reality for cleaner air and improved mobility. And I will mention that it was a real disappointment to members of the Long Beach City Council that the governor vetoed that container fee. We look forward to some new piece of legislation or the same piece of legislation, because I know the council will fully support that. And as I just shared with Mr. Steinke, I do believe the industry is trying to figure out how to get there and how to participate. So everything that's going around now has to do with style differences, control needs, but I do believe we're on the precipice of their participation, and I look forward to that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.